From the Financial Times in Elizabeth, New Jersey, I'm Gregory Meyer, and this is FT News. U.S. authorities arrested 28-year-old Ahmad Khan Rahami on Monday morning in connection with weekend bombings in New York and New Jersey. The Afghan-born U.S. citizen was apprehended after a shootout with police in the northern New Jersey city of Linden. Video footage showed the suspect conscious and moving his head as he was taken away on a stretcher with a bandaged upper arm. Earlier on Monday, investigators released a photograph of Mr. Rahami and sent a cell phone alert to millions of people in the New York area during the morning rush. In the city of Elizabeth, federal agents examined the Rahami family's fried chicken restaurant and home for possible evidence. Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking before the suspect was arrested.
What we didn't know yesterday, and we don't know yet, is anyone taking credit for it, and is it linked to international terrorism? We hadn't heard from ISIS, etc. We didn't have a suspect who was from foreign origin. So that was the open question. I suspect we may be getting an answer on that today, and there may very well be a foreign link. And then it would be foreign terrorism. But we didn't have that yesterday.
A terrorist attack in Manhattan could have important implications for the presidential election less than 50 days away. ISIS and the threat of Islamist terrorism have been dominant themes throughout the campaign.
There have been Islamic terrorist attacks in Minnesota and New York City and in New Jersey. These attacks and many others were made possible because of our extremely open immigration system. From 9/11 to San Bernardino, we have seen how failures to screen who is entering the United States puts all of our citizens, everyone in this room, at danger.
We know that a lot of the rhetoric we've heard from Donald Trump has been seized on by terrorists, in particular ISIS. They want to use that to recruit more fighters to their cause by turning it into a religious conflict. That's why I've been very clear. We're going after the bad guys, and we're going to get them. But we're not going to go after an entire religion and give ISIS exactly what it's wanting in order for them to enhance their position.
President Barack Obama, who was already scheduled to be in New York for the UN General Assembly, spoke at a press conference shortly before Mr. Rahami's arrest was confirmed.
Neither individuals nor organizations like ISIL can ultimately undermine our way of life. That's the kind of strength that makes me so proud to be an American. And by showing those who want to do us harm that they will never beat us, by showing the entire world that as Americans we do not and never will give in to fear, that's going to be the most important ingredient in us defeating those who would carry out terrorist acts against us.
New York City remains on high alert following Saturday night's bombing, which left 29 people injured. You can follow this developing story on FT.com.
The latest episode of The Next Five podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next Five wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.